Part two. Hour two is commencing.
One thing I did forget to impress is that you got off the boat and it was nice to be back on land, but it is crazy hot. Like, and you're wearing, you know, standard priestly robe, so you're, well, it's like, it's heavy, it's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you probably have a good enough on that you're not going to be showing that.
I have a school's etiquette.
Yes. Well, there we go. but yeah, you're sweating through your kimono, basically. So are these two. He's probably not. He's probably adapted. He doesn't wear a shirt. So.
Sweaty. We were also wearing armor earlier, so yeah. That didn't help.
Okay, so you're all sitting around the table. Well, he's standing at the table.
Well, I do invite him to sit down. Yeah. Everyone with dinner with us.
I'll take a seat. Order something to eat.
It's a lot more fish than you're used to. A lot more fish, because A, it's coastal, and B, it's tropical. So the managers are like, well, you know, fish is okay, so...
That's good. Nothing strange.
Yeah. I mean, and the tea is a lot more spiced than what you're used to. Mm. A lot stronger flavor. Maybe even a little overpowering.
As it comes out. And while I'm enjoying dinner, I'll also take the time to kind of examine each of my table companions.
You guys can describe your senses to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And oh, you're doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
The watering is a 4 or less?
Yes.
Actually, it's no, your willpower, I'm sorry, support.
Yes.
Okay, do you have any spiritual advantages or disadvantages?
No.
Okay, I got nothing on you.
Same.
Boy, I'm glad the doji's nice.
Nothing off the other 26 on the Gashi.
I would assume haunted is one.
Oh, it sure is.
That means you have an actual ghost following you around.
Yes.
So at that point, I'll kind of, and greetings to you as well. And I'll offer a bow slightly off to the side of the Tagashi.
Can you get out of
here? My eyes are like a wide. Maybe not as crazy as I thought I was.
Yeah, the room is like, what? But then it just goes back to eating.
No. But just by way of description for our characters, for the benefit of Jason, player Jason. Bayushi Hiramoto, he's kind of the prototypical scorpion. Like, he's kind of the reason why there's kind of this stereotype of scorpions. And he kind of embraces that. He enjoys being that villain. He enjoys being what everyone thinks of the typical scorpion Bushi. He's good looking. He's bright, but he's also, you can tell he enjoys playing the villain's part.
The Hiruma... average looking guy, average build. He's not quite as brash as your. Well, he is brash. He has the. But he's not, like, as uncouth as your typical crap. Like, you have your typical, like, Hita. Yeah. That's not him. He's a bit quieter. He's brash and overconfident, but at the same time, can tend to be quiet. Just because he is brash and overconfident doesn't mean he's constantly always yelling at people, I can beat you up. So.
As if you're in your coma.
But yeah, he's got, like, hair is a little bit longish. He's always worn his facial hair kind of scruffy-ish. Like, he's only 17. He just got his kombucha not too long ago. So he's got this patchy beard goatee going on.
Oh yeah, my character's only 16. I didn't age him. He should probably be 17 though.
Okay, we need to be a bit younger.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I mean, we did just get out of our new character, so.
Well, he was 16 when I rolled him, but I just aged him. He had his birthday.
That's right.
My ancestors bid you hello.
And I'm glad to give them hello, but they all deserve proper reverence.
Thank you. We all kind of caught that, though, that he gave an extra greeting, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't... I filed that away for later.
But well, I mean, he's of the Kitsuchi Genji.
Right.
So. And supposedly we can talk to...
Talk to all the spirits.
The one speaks to the spirits.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to see. Right. Might as well have light.
So you guys gonna let him in on your plan for the next couple of days?
Well, our plan is to gather information on Gozu.
Well, remember that Ito did say that Gozu was going to be back at the camp in
right.
a couple of days. And
I'm hoping
to. In theory, you paid him off so that
right.
he wouldn't interfere if you guys went back to.
I'm also hoping to learn more about him before we go back, though.
That's fair.
Like, not necessarily invade his base of operations, where he probably has a bunch of other bandits, but at least learn some more about him. And Toru is probably going to be our best bet for that. He's the most connected locally.
Who?
Oh. We have a...
Who would be my traveling
companion?
Ah, we have Ronin assistance of the local variety.
Yeah, he's something of a local hero.
I see. Well, perhaps he should be an interesting person to talk with as well.
He's done a lot to push back the cultists.
Hmm. Very good. I approve of such things.
A snort from Hapatano. I look up from my drink and move and everything else. Someone complimenting me?
There is.
Well, it's one overseeing the new. Our new clansmen. Or not the clansmen, our new members of the realm. Kind of an important task.
Yes, I see.
There is something we should warn you about. There is a greater danger. There's a creature of the Shadowlands who goes by the name of Doji Chinitsu.
Never heard of this before.
Among them, yeah.
I see.
Have I heard anything about
it? It is very good I was sent here.
Actually,
you
can make a Lord Shadowlands if you want to.
Or theology.
Since you both have it.
Theology.
Lord Shadowlands?
I'm not saying you're going to get anything, but he said that you want
to. I don't actually have it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're right.
31.
Doesn't require it.
That's weird.
No, in theory, there's some Oni you could probably shapeshift or possess people with. He could be undead or something.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know much. He goes by different names, maybe changes shape and can tear people apart.
I see. Well, the deceptions and the foul will be uncovered by diligent work and the force of our honor.
Yes, that's what we use.
Perhaps there are some.
Well, I'm not with you guys anymore, so yeah, it just tips a little bit.
No, I just look amused by that comment.
I'm sure if there's a couple of Miramotos that would appreciate his eloquence.
I kind of look around the room. Don't say anything. And
there's a proper enthusiasm for one's duties.
It is your way.
Indeed.
If we finish dinner, then, you know, I politely excuse myself, and then I go practice. I'm sure there's a practice yard somewhere nearby.
I mean, there's a beach.
Then that's where I go.
Yeah.
Anywhere I can practice
myself. You actually find that there probably are a couple of your Tomo sailors off the boats practicing
their
forms there, because, again, the mantis.
Right.
That's,
they make do.
Like,
but if that's all that's here,
there is a dojo, but they're probably off on the beach. But.
What was the actual information for the character that I had made? Because I'm looking. I guess I forgot to write down gear. So I have a spear, and that's it.
Oh, that's going to be an enemy of the Empire looking to run its action. That's my hand to do that book as well. Your rank one. Okay, so you go practice. Is anyone else doing anything important for that evening?
I go to honor Akoma in the proper way by getting pretty women to honor him.
So you have a part of the other
Yes.
He's my first PC with an ancestor.
Oh, no. Oh, is that his requirement?
It's part of his requirement.
Yes, technically, the festival for Akoma does say men are not allowed to pray to him. You must pay women to leave
nice.
Offerings for him.
Yes.
You know, I know offerings are men.
I do find look for a dojo to try to find a sparring partner. Too.
There's a dojo. It's fairly empty because, again, most of the sailors are coming in and out, just, you know, either doing on their boats or on the beach or whatever.
Well, if the beach is the place to go, I guess I'll go there too. See if I can find a sparring partner.
I might be able to. I mean, if nothing else, I can spar.
Yeah, nothing else I can spar.
Are you trying to spar in Kinjutsu or just in general? Just general.
Either.
Is hard to find.
Whatever, if they want to Ijutsu, I'll Ijutsu with wooden swords. Or I'll just spar with wooden swords.
What's your Ijutsu these days? 5?
No, it's still 4.
Oh.
I just put all my XP in the rings.
Oh, right. Which I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
I would, after a little bit of a snafu and quite a long day, just go find a quiet place and meditate for a while.
Well, where do you go?
Let's head out towards the, towards, is there like, I've been obviously docking, just like an empty dock and just...
Yeah, you've got like an empty dock and
see if I can work a little water mojo today.
Sure.
That's it. The roll is somewhat unnecessary in the sense that I have to spend any void today.
Mm-hmm. Chill out. It feels pretty okay.
Yeah. I'm 24.
It doesn't feel horrible.
Yay!
I have no specific visions for you at the moment. about halfway through your night, Toro, you've got the bar pretty whipped up and they're all like, wow, Toro, tell us more about the front. Laughing at all your jokes and buying the drinks and stuff.
So I can, empty sack, things are piling up in front of me. I've got my pipe out, I'm smoking tobacco, actually.
And then a great still comes over the sake house. And you look towards the door, and there is a lion standing in the door, and everyone, like, paused from the reverie, like, uh-oh.
So I guess everyone just kind of clears the path. I just kind of take another puff. He hasn't addressed anybody yet.
I kind of look around approvingly, give a bow to anyone with samurai status, I know this biggest would be him.
Yeah, if you've got your daisha, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably, at this point, I mean, everything was open. I probably tucked everything to hide all of the cartographer's thing and the Imperial. Like, I've probably hidden everything at this point because I don't want people...
most people aren't going to mess with someone who's a member of the...
Well, but everybody already knows that stuff, so at this point I'm just hiding it so that the people aren't reminded of a concept,
yeah,
so they're more, receptive to me, so... But you'd see that I was carrying my blade on me, so...
I agree. Please, continue. I heard much sound of revelry and merriment from here. I'll order a drink.
They continue. It's kind of like, it takes them a second. They're like, oh man, lion. Okay, party on.
Well, no, I mean, if it's still dead silent, I'll actually sound the bell. I have, you introduced, did you do your grand introduction or no?
No, I didn't actually.
Okay, I didn't that time. Samurai, right?
Hey, you can make a Lord Heraldry if you want to. See if you
know. I'm not even going to bother.
Okay.
I'm probably a lion.
Yeah, no. He's most likely a lion.
No, but the heraldry will let you know basically who he is just a little bit. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
If
all right, so I don't have that. So that's your perception.
Just intelligence.
Heraldry's intelligence.
Yeah.
14.
Not that famous. he's got a lion school mod on him.
It's fine, so Sama's the more respectable one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're probably addressing both people as Sama, unless they're all
peasant.
Or peasant.
Yeah. So, lion Sama, Val, and I would kind of go like that, snappy, put a drink on her, come join us.
Thank you for your invitation.
So yeah, I would just totally, like, I would ask, I'd go like that, and the guy next to me would get up, and I'd just throw him in, and just kind of go to everybody, come on.
Hey, Taurus is cool. Probably get back up.
Excellent. So, as soon as, after you take your drink and kind of take a second and kind of go, well, you've got that look in your eye. I'm assuming you're with the other respectable samurai that I spoke with earlier today.
Would you be Toro-san? Yes, they did mention you by name as a ronin of some note within the city.
Try to do the right thing. For some reason, that seems to get people on your side.
Well, yes. But who will ever turn away those who serve the Empire and its outreaches?
Well, I would notice he's part of the Jade Legion at this point.
You didn't make the role, so...
Okay, no.
I'm Akuma Nijikawa, son of Akuma Fujikomo, student of the Kitsushi Genja School, and member of the Jade Legion.
Now you
know. An honor to meet you. You're compatriots, and I'm sure yourself do some fantastic work around Rokan. If it wasn't for you, we'd all be in trouble.
Indeed. It is essential work, and that is why I am glad and honored to commit myself to these causes.
Take it out of shot. Like, I'm watching it, I'm like, alright, cool, and I'm down with that computer. So, have you been sent by the other group to come fetch me yet, or are you just here on your own business?
No, I'm actually here on a bit of a personal matter.
May I pry?
As you seem to be a man of connections who knows this area well, I am seeking to honor the greatest of my ancestors, a man for whom the impossible seemed as though it was nothing.
All right. And by honor, I'm assuming you don't just mean light some incense out of stone out in the wilderness.
Of course not. You see, it is not proper for men to give offerings for him. He only likes the prayers of beautiful women.
The eyebrows take off. That's
my kind of ancestor.
You come. I'll say this very politely. You come from what seems like excellent stock. I believe I might be able to assist you in that. Give me a moment. I'll call over one of the guys. I'm gonna whisper with. I'm like, yes, and you'll hear me. Like, yes. No, I'm not kidding. Move. The samurai is at.
Right.
I'll find you. So I basically told him to go find and probably one of the two. Would you be implying more refutable or lesser people?
They need only be fair and interesting.
I told him to go find some of the girls that were flirting with me through since I've been here, basically.
That's fair.
That kind of thing. We'll see what happens. So if I can ask, being the fact that we're sharing another one of those. Like, every time he takes one, I'm going to keep on crying. There's a pile of them in front of me at this point. You know, I'll keep smoking. I'll actually, you know, like offer, you know, I got a thing on, but, okay. Can you fill me in a little bit more about what's going on with these guys? Because as far as I know, we're going after,
the smugglers
and a few other less, and basically, I want to know if I have to have my A game, because I just came back from fighting a bunch of cultists that, and I'll wait until no one's really looking, and I'll flat out say that we're so far gone with the taint that I honestly thought I was going to be losing my life every single morning, or my mind, basically.
It does seem as though some dark forces are involved in here. They've mentioned at least one recurring foe who has troubled them in many guises.
Thank you. Well, if that's the scenario, then it looks like I might not be living that much longer. So I don't know about you, but I intend on celebrating tonight, since officially I have not been picked up by that other group yet, other than the fact that they have my maps. I'll turn to the tender, and I'll literally go top shelf. Like, I'll make the motion for that. And point to my pipe and basically ask for some more of that. And I've got one cocoa on me, so I'll probably throw a good amount at him, whatever you would determine that to be.
You have commerce?
Yep.
Okay, make a commerce roll.
what is commerce's thingy?
Commerce is based off of
awareness?
Intelligence.
Okay.
It depends on how you're using
it. I've only got two in anyway, so let's keep two. No, it's only 11. So.
Well, I mean, that's going to cost you a fair amount. The bartender's like, oh good, a drunk samurai.
People have also been buying me drinks the whole night, so it's not like I've been paying for anything so far. So,
Cop shop stuff would be at least 3 boo.
I kind of like it, I'll be like, alright. So, but I get to keep that bottle.
If you say so.
Yeah. So I'll throw them that, and I'll turn back to you and go, let's enjoy it.
Of course.
And I'm assuming...
The coward, there is no life. For the hero, there is no death.
Fair enough. So eventually comes out. At this point, I would kind of go back to doing what I was doing, and obviously, eventually, the guy would come back over with whatever.
Yeah, they seem really excited to be called over by you.
So, I mean, I would totally put it on. I'd be like, introducing it. Oh, this is my, and I wouldn't use the term friend, but I would be like, oh, this is, you know, whatever, and do your full introduction thing. And then, you know, like, really tack on the Jade Legion at the end of that. And kind of just, you know, like, whole wide thing, and just be like, and give like a real short, be like, I, you know, I'm show I'm drinking with it and everything like that, and then let you guys pick up the rest of the conversation and just kind of go off at that point.
Mm-hmm. you don't have... Oh, yes. Temptation?
No, it's a low skill.
All right. Well, then you can go with courtier manipulation.
I don't have enough XP for that, so I will pop a void on that because it's important to me.
I love his priorities. This is really...
19.
Yeah, oh, one of them seems interested enough. I mean, you're a samurai. And
the important part is good conversation, and then she learns to honor a coma.
She's like, sure, Komasawa. Yes, absolutely, I'll honor a coma.
Is that code for something?
Mind drinks.
Buy the alcohol, and I'll honor whoever the hell you are.
Part of the deal.
I did leave that vowel. I did leave the vowel.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you have a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
You are don't remember much of your evening by the end of this.
I imagine I wake up in the room, like, two or three of the guys from Taino are, like, passed out on the floor. Like, there's somebody, like, half in the bed, like, half out. Not you know, just... I wake up, I'm like...
Alright.
Step over somebody.
Probably a coma awake, you
know. Let's... Go rejoin our companions now. But perhaps clean up a bit first.
I'm good.
There's a small, dingy bathhouse connected
yep.
off the side.
Yeah, it's all gonna
work. And the rest of you wake up feeling much less hungover.
I didn't drink at all last
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
Hence the much less. Judging by the time it took you going back and forth, you would think that you probably need to get back on the road at this point if you're going to get back to
by the time Joe's
by the time Joe's is supposed to be there.
Yeah,
so,
I wanted to learn some more about him first.
Well,
but
you do get a small note
from Yoritomo.
From yeah, it is signed under Yoritomo Hagari. And what he was able to find out is that some way that Ayashi hired the Ronin, specifically. The crane merchant that he spoke to, you know, was the only connection he had to that guy. And that, you don't have that connection anymore. But, but that is what you do find out.
Right.
So he's like, so be careful, because I don't know what they're going to be up to. So.
Hmm. Well, we can only hope that that one guy, Eta, isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Ito?
Yeah.
So his name? Yeah.
His name is Ito. His girlfriend's name is Yasha.
I don't think we ever learned their names at any point.
No, he
did he introduce himself in the,
during
the barter period?
Yeah.
Where he basically took all our money?
Yeah. the extortion period. the kind
of. I'm pretty sure I could have killed her.
Yeah, then he would have looked down and killed you.
Yeah. I was willing to do that. If it came to
you
it.
You didn't do your eye thing on me, did you?
Busy drinking.
You might this morning, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
You might this morning, though.
Probably will, thankfully.
Okay, that's
time.
Cool.
It wasn't a great roll, but that's still a 15, so unless your willpower is higher than 3.
Do
you have any supernatural...
Aside from the fact that I have one of the spirits that constantly likes
oh, to yes, that one,
all
yes.
the time.
Oh.
Right, you do have that one. Which,
nice.
You have Cursed by the Realm Sakafi, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
My condolences upon you.
I kind of look at you, and then I kind of feel the hair on the back of my head, right, neck rise.
Yeah, he has an ability.
Thanks.
Yeah, when you guys are getting out of the bathhouse, you slip on a bar of soap and fall back in the water.
Excellent.
Wetting, soaking your towel.
Yep, no, at that point, at this point, just come back up and float. Just,
but
naked. Okay.
I'm not
go. First one of the day.
Or at least it was this. Unless it was something small this time.
Oh. Oh, well, good.
No. That's they were at. They,
oh,
they
I,
were
no,
at
I,
a party
I was assuming
night.
I was just with them because.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
They were at a party last night.
They got you.
Yeah. But after they beat up, you do notice he has a bump on his head.
When we're walking, I'm much, much more quiet and much more respectful to you. Like, I don't... Where it was last night is not how it is this morning. When I do look at you, it's definitely of an air of, you know, like, we had a good time last night, that was cool, but I do respect your position, and now that we're back at it...
if you want to make a lower heraldry on him, I mean, because he was kind of hiding that before
I don't think a 12 will cut it.
Nope. Yeah, it's a new thing. So he's got a weird mod on him that you don't recognize. It's probably some weird Ronin Anunnaki or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares?
It is not important at this time.
So yeah, you guys go into or come into the inn where the other three were staying, or either you were just meditating out.
Yeah, actually, if we just have time between the two of us, I would like to talk to Hiruma-san
sure,
about the
absolutely.
New arrivals.
Right.
How much do you trust them?
They seem like okay guys.
I value your sword arm more than I can say for them, if it comes down to it. That's all I say.
Well... We shall see where it goes, but for now, we kind of need their help.
For now.
That's a low class
fly. Hey, I'm just saying
no
if...
No plan, no plot.
I'm just saying if, you know, only two people can get away, I'll make sure the other one's room.
We like everybody and everything's moving.
So yeah, actually, as you guys are walking, because you have to walk by the docks, you do see him meandering up from the docks on your way over.
That's your turn to start the conversation.
Ah, Higashi-san, Ohio.
Oh, it's nice to see you again. It's Komura-san.
Komura-san.
Yes. Apologize. My mind's been all places at once, as we tend to be.
Indeed. You feel a little better this morning?
Well, more normal. And I see the spirits have been unkind to you this morning.
Yeah.
Not gonna interrupt that a little bit. He would know about that because it would have happened constantly.
Oh, yeah.
The hardiness of the samurai shows through in his spirit.
I sure is it's hardiness.
You're haunted, you're cursed by Sakaki. The spider probably like, asshole.
I assure you his hardiness is much better than what he's been given.
Something crazy happens. Like every time, it's like that. Well, you know, they're trying to set up an ambush. Like they're always
for the record, we kind of worked this out that it's supposed to be, according to the actual thing, it's like once a month, one really big things happen. What we figured out was when I took this, instead of doing that, every once in a while, one really big thing will happen, but it's more like more often than not, it's a bunch of little things happen over a longer period of time, and it's never anything that will directly affect me getting killed or getting
so like nothing in combat,
right? Yeah, nothing. Well, maybe in combat, but it'll be more like instead of me just dodging an attack, instead of me dodging an attack, like something hits me or something, like get knocked on the feet, and that the attack just barely misses me that way. Like that will happen that way, but nothing that can get me killed.
Actually, stumble and stab the bad guy in the head.
Or if you dodge the bad guy's attack,
all right, cool.
Only to tumble into the latrine.
Yes.
Basically.
But it's almost like the people of the town that either know about it or kind of, it's kind of almost endearing at that point because they know I'm getting screwed with. But anyway, so we are going up to the inn to, basically get the show on the road.
So yeah, the three of them show back up at the inn.
Spirits,
you would assume that the Togashi had been at the inn, but apparently that was not the case. So
he's a Togashi. Because of the crab's relationship with the dragon, I'm like, alright, yeah, Togashi, just...
What do you mean?
Well,
wow.
As you two are the more senior members of this group, I will look to your example for how we shall proceed.
That'll be a first. I assume. Have you eaten yet this morning?
We're just sitting down for a light breakfast.
Oh, sounds like a good idea.
May I join you?
Feel free.
There are empty seats. Yorotomo-sama also sent us some information. I shared the letter with them. I mean, it didn't tell us that much that we didn't really know.
Well, but you didn't have an indication that Ayashi was actually hiring the bandits, quote-unquote.
What was the letter say again?
That Koji Ayashi, the rival crane merchant, had hired the Ronin.
Okay.
Supposed bandits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doji Ayashi.
No, not Shinitsu.
Right, I know. Well, we haven't met him. We don't know.
What of you
did? Yeah.
We should go and talk.
We never met him.
She gave me some nice clothes.
People who are alive never met him.
Yes, there is actually a package for his character.
Like waiting on his doorstep.
Yeah. It will
his
be pretty nice
character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will get Mark returned to sender.
Yeah, well, we do inform the innkeeper at some point that they will not be returning.
Oh. Well, I have something for the Doji. Perhaps you can give it to him.
Certainly. We do plan on visiting him. Or no. Sorry, wait. Visiting the person that sent it. I mean...
He didn't tell you.
Oh, I didn't say that. Okay, then what am I...
Well, it's
not like a too late.
It's a wrapped package.
I didn't
need to return to the spirits.
And
no,
there's a kimono. It's a very light weave kimono in crane colors.
Okay. Is there any note with it? Like,
sure, it's like, what was your guy's name?
Doji Ichiro.
Alright, Ichiro, I hope this helps. Come and see me sometime. Sincerely, Doji Ayashi.
Oh, that's convenient. I'm going to visit. So, okay, I'll just be sure to take this with us when we go visit.
Alright, were you planning on actually seeing Ayashi? If you see Ayashi, you probably are going to miss Gozu.
No.
Oh, okay.
We want to catch Gozu.
Yeah, we should probably catch you. Okay. Well, I'll ask the innkeeper to just put it in my room for now.
Also,
and then
Ayashi is here. We know where he is.
Yeah. Then we can go visit.
We're going to try and find out a lot more.
Yeah, we can always visit him afterwards, hopefully.
Yeah.
Assuming not party wipe.
Well, for them,
what?
my profession kind of took over.
Yeah, if that's the case, we're going to visit Gozu. Or if we miss
visit
Gozu, then...
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a visit.
Mm-hmm. Visit pointy things.
Ah, they just
have pointy things.
Alright, ah, we're
punchy things.
Yes.
You feel punchy things.
Okay.
So yeah, we did notice that he had calloused hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is odd for a kid to
right.
get this specifically, because they must be kind of pacifists.
Not pacifists, just we stay off the front.
Right.
We stay on our temples. In fact, I am often like reading through a small book.
But he's also the Jade Legion, so there you go.
Right.
Kind of peculiar for a kid to get it.
So. Well, it just means he's combat worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But
alright, so you guys know the trail pretty much at this point. You're like, oh, is this mine? Yeah, I know where this mine is. So
I suggest a stealthy approach.
Those of you that stealth can roll it.
I don't care if I'm dead.
Am I the only person with stealth now?
No,
I
believe
it's
you do.
Yeah. I would have probably told you guys a little bit about what I was doing more.
Okay.
More to reassure you that I know what I'm doing.
It's an inadequate scouting.
First of all, I agree with
Spear.
Second of all,
so
I would like to say that I'm very proficient at scouting and,
you know. Scout trade on his card. Remember to roll your agility too, Joe, with yourself. You also get your trick, your attribute.
That's 24. 30.
16 is the actual agility number?
Yeah, when you roll your agility.
Well,
plus
what do you have in stuff?
Your armor?
3.
Oh, yeah, sorry, minus 5 for me. It'd be 25, because I have the
letter.
Is it
minus
5?
Okay.
What's that?
Okay. Yeah,
armor
and
heavy
armor.
Stealth
is
3, so it's
63.
Yeah.
Yep.
Though, amusingly, heavy armor is easier to run in.
Because it doesn't penalize
it. Because it penalizes agility reflexes, but athletics and running are based off strength.
This is easy.
If we're going to go stealthy, is there any bonuses I can give them for we're going to not take the direct route and maybe more of a path that'll lead up around the side?
Well, you do have way of the land.
Yep. Surprisingly, that gives me. I get.
You don't wear any armor?
I have
he's eroded.
You can't afford armor.
Yeah.
Is that an Arctogar?
He probably has his father's weapons.
Yeah. No, I have a really nice spear that I probably got from some storyline that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
And
okay, you probably have your father's sword and things you've picked up.
Sword armor.
And to be honest with you, I actually don't have a sword. I don't. I have a little, what do you call it?
You have a wakizashi. You have half of it, like, you know, samurai.
That probably came
so
with
you just have a wakizashi.
Yeah, well, I have my spear, which is a really nice spear, and the wakizashi, and that's it. And
okay.
I have sturdy clothing, so this means...
Okay. And I take that back. You have your father's wakizashi.
Yep.
And then everything else you just picked up.
Yeah, you're not going to get lost. Basically,
okay, that's
know
fine.
What to find.
I didn't know if it was possible for me to be like, okay, if we take this, it'll probably be a little better. Anyway, I rolled a 22 on that.
Okay.
I got a 25. Well, I got a 30, but minus 5 for
11. After armor.
So you two are pretty good, and the Haruma Scout, or no, he's a
Bushi,
he's not a Haruma Scout, so he has an excuse to, well, not a scout school, I don't know. He's a little,
it is a school skill.
Yes, but you haven't focused on it too much.
No.
So,
it's a low skill, I got it.
Surprisingly, and the Ronin, who shows up to Bayushi, even.
we're just sneaking along, and like, guys, where'd you go? Guys.
Yeah. One person has to be the bait.
So the rumor thinks he's being all stealthy. You guys come to that same clearing you had before, and there you don't see any signs.
I have my bow strong.
Do you see bodies?
No, it's all been cleared away.
Yeah.
It's been a couple days. So, yeah.
I do have my bow strong.
Yeah, I probably do too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can all make investigation bases. Not you two. You two are having a nice theological chat.
I'm reading my book.
No, that's
there. I'm going to spread a void on the notice.
I should have.
I should be staring off into space.
Yeah. I saw obvious things. I got an 11.
22. So that's 18. He's a...
All right, I see behind
it. You don't see anything.
I see mine.
Yep. There's a mine off
11.
The distance. You also see that there's a mine off the distance. You're fairly certain there's nothing there. You could tell this is a very good area for an ambush. There
we know that.
Be any sort of ambush
we knew that already. We walked into it last
okay.
time.
Is this where we got it? This is where
this
we
is where
got
you all got back last time. Yeah. Right.
Can I make a bonus roll to see if, because I'm sure between all the fighting and scuffling, even though it's been a couple of days, there's a lot of broken branches and a lot of, like, the area looks a little
bit. It looks like it's been swept away and cleaned up.
Okay, so
like, it's kind of conspicuously tidy. Like, it'd be hard to notice, but since you knew there was something in
that. We were able to send some peasants back to grab the bodies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they get out? Okay. If we were going to be attacked, it would probably be, here. So, would you like to continue on to the mine, or?
Is there any sign of Gozu arriving yet?
Well, you're not at the mine yet.
Don't worry. Okay.
Well, yeah.
You're a little ways away. So.
We should press forward.
Well, let's call for the others then. At least there's nothing out here.
Okay. Would you like me to grab them?
That's fine.
So,
okay.
Sure.
So I'll come back and bring you guys up, and while we're together, I'll go. Do you want me to press on ahead a little bit? Well, I'm right back into my scouting. Do you want me to press on a little bit, at least up until the edge of the mine, kind of see if I can see anything that's going on down there, see if there is anybody down there?
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, so I'll work my way up then.
I just keep my bow out for now.
I say a prayer as you go away.
Yep.
I really hope the spirits are kind of in that mind. There are many things that are going.
Or walk on the
side
and just look at you with a weird look.
It doesn't seem like anyone's noticing you. There are some nice birds overhead. A bird poops on your shoulder.
Finally. am I still rolling stealth, or I'm just working on
You work your way up. You can use the same stealth.
Accident.
So that's fine. So I'll work my way up to not as well. Thank you for being so polite about that. I will work my way up to kind of where we would actually start heading down into the ravine where the mine is. What do I see?
You do see that there is, and they're not there quite yet, but there are just there's one small ship that's coming up the river. And if you make a notice roll, you might be able to tell what's going on there.
I'll spend a void.
Okay.
Sure glad I spent that void.
That's not terrible.
Would have been a lot worse without it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be... 21. I can't do basically 21. 21. Thank you.
It looks like there's 5 or 6 figures on the boat. It's hard to tell for certain.
Okay, but it's a smaller boat. Like, it won't...
Yeah, it's not like a large...
Yeah, so there can't be any more than maybe 10 at the absolute most.
Right.
So many people. Okay. All right, that's fine. Then I'll haul Altair's back to these guys and fill them in on the situation. So...
Well, this is a good spot for an ambush.
You said.
Well, but you don't get the impression that they're actually coming out of the mine. They're here to pick something up, which is in the mine.
Mm. Well, then we have two choices. We stop them at the beach or wherever they're docking, or we go into the mine first, but that means they're coming in it after us.
How many did you see?
5, maybe 6. There could be up to maybe 10 or so if there's people below deck. But I imagine if they're getting this close, most of them would be above. I mean, we could probably, assuming if your reputation precedes you, probably take them at the beach, especially if we set up a close to an honorable surprise.
Perhaps the close quarters of the mine might give us an advantage.
How do you feel about fighting in the dark, though?
There should be, there must be some kind of probably soaked torches nearby. If we wait until they're right in front of us, light them and throw them, we'll have the element surprise.
Actually, I may have something that can do a little bit better than that.
Summarize that one, your decision?
No. Do tell. Elaborate.
Well, if one of you happens to light on fire in the middle of a fight, do not be alarmed, unless it starts hurting.
Interesting.
Should I say one
more? I volunteer for Amazonia.
You plan on setting me on fire?
With the aid of the Kami, yes.
Perhaps that would be a better choice for that. I'm not
magic.
The Kami. They are my friends and allies.
I'm more than willing to set anyone on fire.
The room actually does laugh at that. It's like, well, as long as it won't hurt me.
I'll set whoever I want. All of you on fire, really.
I might look at him, I'm like... So...
Did you see the dock? Did you see the... Where they
probably
planned a dock?
It's not really a dock so much, it's just...
They just come up and out the river.
Yeah.
I imagine not too far away from the mine is probably just the end of this lock-cropping river. They're probably going to move on foot from there.
We'll want to meet them before they get to the mine so they can't call for help from within the mine.
But here's the thing. I am trained in battle.
Right.
Where would be the best place that I think of to sit?
Yeah, actually, I have battle too, actually.
Yeah, you guys can both
me
battle.
Me
3, and I have a plus 1 to it because I'm in my area.
Yes, go for it.
Nice. What is battle? That would be
perception.
Perception.
Car race.
I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah, because
they have
you better. You get better information.
Yeah.
Well, 4 and 4 keep 2.
Oh, it's only keep 2.
Yeah.
I only got a 15.
I have a 1 in battle. I have a
plus
1.
But you have a bonus because it's your area, right?
Well, I have a battle
1
and then I get 1 keep, and then I get
plus 1. Oh, you get
1.
Plus 1 rank, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's only going to be 4 keep 2, so I'm not going to call it right now.
Yeah. I got a 15.
And I'm... No, 14.
Okay, so the lion is the best at being a tactician. Everyone is shocked. the mine itself is, I mean, it's a pretty small area. The jungle is still pretty predominantly around here. So, aside from the mine, which would be a potential ambush spot, though, again, vision would be a concern. There's the mouth of the river. Or potentially you could hide near the river in the trees and come out at them if you're planning on doing that.
I like that one.
What if we sink their boat while they're in the mine?
Well, that would be amusing.
That's a great idea!
Yeah. Well, actually, is there any way to collapse the mine?
We don't want to do that.
That's bad. It's a jade mine.
We want to get back in there and use it.
Yeah. But we're also not permanently collapsing it.
Only temporarily collapsing it. You don't really have a way to do
that.
if he was maybe a
well,
ranking Earth.
Yeah, I was gonna say it depends on what Arthur Kendrick can do. Which I'm not familiar with his capabilities.
We had any Gaijin powder?
What? That's illegal.
we wouldn't have that.
No. Pepper.
No. It exists. It's just illegal.
Yeah. Bad. No samurai would use it.
I'm not a samurai.
Yes,
you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Also, you have an imperial appointment.
you still are bound by something.
Yeah.
All right.
In a way, you kind of are almost an imperial.
So.
I favor.
Because you have an imperial
appointment. I favor ambushing them as soon as they disembark.
As soon as they come out of the mine?
No. As soon as they get off the boat.
Oh, off the boat, yeah.
We don't want to ambush them while they're on the boat because then they can just keep sailing away.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they get off, we can hit them. And I don't think they'll be prepared for that.
So there's two sides to the river, but obviously you're not going to have time to get to the other side, nor do you think they would be coming.
Right.
Off
well, if they're coming to the mine, yeah, they're not getting off to the other side.
So you can, you know, keep yourselves kind of near the jungle around it. There's some foliage and stuff. And you will all need to make stealth checks, or potentially you could have one person make a stealth check and have to make raises for those of you who are... Well, one person makes a stealth check, anyone else who has stealth can help them, they have to make raises for...
For everybody?
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to be best. I think Joe will probably assist.
Mm-hmm.
This is Joe. For the rules for stealth?
Yeah.
I can spend a void and it would be fine. I plan to learn.
Well, if you'd all like to spend the void to get stealth, the lion wouldn't want to do that.
No,
yeah. I don't want to do that either, but I have stealth.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
It is a low skill, and you're setting up an ambush.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
okay.
I don't since that. You're since
not
you're
really
attacking
like
based on that, not having honor.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, keep in mind anyone who does go into ambush mode, if they're doing stealth, so you may, if you, two of you specifically are concerned about your honor, you may have to think of something else to do instead.
I'm going to go read my book over here with a nice scroll out.
It's tactically smart.
It is, yes. Unfortunately, samurai don't always
do
things that are tactically
smart.
So
do we know
smart?
That Gozu's going to be with them?
Huh?
We know that Gozu's going to be with them?
At least
that's
according to Ito's information.
Yep. That's what
he did pay very well for that.
But we don't know if he himself is actually a samurai, so he may not respond to a duel.
You have no idea what that is. Aside from smuggling. There's not really a sense that this guy's probably a samurai, so you know, he's most likely not.
Yeah, so I'll mention that. I feel like the ambush is probably the best way to go with this.
Hmm. Well, the other thing is being. Okay. You have one sheet, right?
No. I only have so much XP to go around.
make your I'm a lion roll. It's just straight intelligence.
13.
I mean, he's a peasant. He's just going to do what you say if you tell him to do things.
Who?
Gozu. If he's not a samurai, he's a peasant. You can make him do this by talking to him, demanding things.
Now, see, I was under the impression, though, that he was a no-good peasant, so therefore he needs to be beaten soundly and then possibly drawn and quartered.
That's also possible. We could also maybe just demand him off the boat ticket to receive his weapon.
No.
Yeah, he hired rodent thugs.
No, he didn't.
Well, okay. But he's in league with people
but
who hire rodent
thugs. I see no reason to hide from him, which is why I'm going to be sitting over here reading my book.
Just like out on the near the shore. Okay,
that's fine. He can do that. I'll hide.
I'll walk
with
you at this point, and I'm very very careful right now, obviously. But at this point, I'll kind of drop a little bit and go.
I activate bamboo.
I'm fine with that. He'll draw their attention.
No,
because they're both.
Do you have a bow?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a bow?
I have a 4.5 hunter. I'm not going to hide.
Okay.
I will call his ass out.
His ass?
Yes, his ass.
Not the rest of him?
No, because that's the part that needs to be beaten.
Yep.
You're not hiding either?
I'm hiding.
You know what's coming to nature.
I'll make a roll.
I'll kind of cast it.
No, you like, fuck off.
I'm over this tree, motherfucker!
Yeah. I got a 17.
I'm very glad he's in the tree, but I'm still going to stand air hand. That's how that's going. It's a partially in my mind going, but I don't want to unimpress you guys at first meeting. I don't want to leave him alone. I'm glad he's in the tree.
Throne's like, stand in front of me, dragon. No.
I have my bow out. I'm hiding. I got 17.
All right. Well, after a minute or two, the bow will come up, and this...
Actually, do you want to stop it? It's at 15 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break.